Okay, well, it's Saturday. It's our Sober Express Action Workshop. It's exciting times here for Niken. And I had a couple things that I really wanted to cover this morning. Number one, you guys, on Thursday night, Niken had the kickoff for the Niken Choice and teaching us how to use the new social media. And were any of you guys on that would like to share?
Yes, it was great.
Yeah, this is Carla. Carla, yeah, what did you like about it, Carla? Or what are you?
Well, some really specific tips on utilizing it well and ethically and in a way that doesn't offend and that Niken's going to have a lot of available things that we can utilize easily. So all of that was huge.
Yeah, I'm so excited because Jack and I mean, we've been kind of very minimally nibbling at Facebook. I mean, we've heard so many things about, you know, what a great tool it is. But, you know, Niken has made it so easy because you guys, if you haven't, you know, listened to that yet, the recording is up. It's already there. It's on my Niken. And the tools, step by step, you know, how to set up our personal Facebook page and then how to set up our business Facebook page and then how to start reaching out to people and, you know, building our friend list, acquaintance list, just building our database. And they just, what's our guy's name?
Rick Jorgensen.
Jorgensen. I mean, he just shared, he's easy to understand, which I really like because I've been on some classes and I get done taking the class and I'm still not sure I know what to do. But he was very clear, and we can just go through it step by step. And what I love about it, you guys, is, you know, everything's done for us. So the banner across behind, you know, on the top of your Facebook page when it comes up, there's a picture there. And Niken already has banners that we can choose from, and we can change your banner every month or every couple months if we want to. And you know, we upload our own picture, but for our personal photo, but they just made it so easy. And then the other thing I love is he taught us how to do the posts, and there's the ones, they're already made up, so we can just go in, and there'll be more and more of them, but we can just go in and pick the ones that we want, and it's, wow, I'm just excited, and so start going.
And the key thing with that is, as we do our post, every time we should always put in our link to our personal webpage. That was a really important key, so that when people click, they go right to us.
Absolutely, yeah, that's huge, Carla. And I like also how he shared, you know, there's the people that we know, that we know real well, and then there's acquaintances. And just start jotting down everybody, like, you know, where did you go to high school? Where did you go to college? Have you done other types of training, church groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts? I mean, just everything that you've ever done, different places that you've worked, different places that you've lived, so that you can find the people that you do know that will possibly, you know you, remember you. And then the second category is like-minded. So all the subjects that you really like if you like yoga or if you like, you know, of course, being healthy and eating right and just looking for all these like-minded people out there.
You like cars, if you like race cars, if you like airplanes.
Golf.
Yeah.
Whatever you like. You know, write down all the things that you like and then you start looking for those groups of...
Gardening.
Yeah, gardening. I love gardening. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be a good one for me, flowers and growing vegetables. And anyway, just start making all those lists, and then bit by bit, we can only do, do friend requests for 10 people a day. Otherwise, he said we can end up in Facebook jail. But bit by bit, I mean, you know, if we add 10 per day to our database, wow, over a year, that would be a lot.
Well, he said, definitely do not go more than 10, because if you do that, if you end up in Facebook jail,
that's not good.
More than twice, they'll just kick you out. You can't do it, and you can't.
Yeah, and I really love, just like you mentioned, Carla, that he talked about the etiquette and how, you know, how to make good posts so that we're not offending people. And 80% of the time we want to be sharing things that are inspirational, uplifting, educational, and only 20% of the time things about our business. And, you know, we definitely don't want to get in trouble by trying to just blatantly recruit online. What we want to do is start private conversations, you know, by messaging people privately. And then as we build that relationship, say, you know, let's talk on the phone. And then, you know, it's a way to develop relationships.
Well, the other way, tell them about what you learned about posts with beautiful pictures.
Oh, right. And well, Nikan's already, I mean, I can tell this guy's really into that. But I was on a class with a guy, Brett Gregory, that's really, really good at Facebook marketing. And he talked about how important the photographs are. You need to have these photographs that people love, that are attractive. And what he does, he calls them viral posts. It's when you have a really beautiful photograph and a quote from a famous person, and then people like it, you know, and those people like it, and they send it to their friends and their friends and their friends. But I think Nikan is definitely, I mean, this guy's really up to speed on that because the pictures are beautiful that they have. Would anybody, we have lots more people on our call now. Would anybody else like to comment that was on the social media on Thursday night or has already been doing the step-by-step to get your personal and your business page set up?
Good morning. This is Gloria in Atlanta. Yeah, I was on the call. Great information. Made me a lot less afraid to set up that business account. I've had a personal account for a number of years, and I don't do much with it. I like now that Nikan is one of my friends so that I can share their messages of inspiration. That's gotten me into a good habit already. So it's on my to-do list for this weekend to get the business page set up.
Yes, thank you, Gloria. I mean, I think, yes, all of us put that on our to-do list for this weekend to get, you know, follow the step-by-step. I looked at it this morning, and, you know, it's very clear. Let's get ours all set up this weekend. How exciting. I mean, wow.
Well, can you imagine? Okay, there's millions of people. There's billions of people on Facebook. I forget what the number is, but it's huge. And so even if you filter out, you can filter, you know, all those likes and places you've been and, you know, schools you've gone to and that sort of thing.
So that we find like-minded people, right?
And
or people that we know.
People that we possibly know. And, I mean, yeah, you just have, yeah, you're going to have a limitless supply of contacts. And then some of them are going to, you know, so Nikan will post things every once in a while, don't they, on their own?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so we might be getting.
So there'll be more leads from that too.
More leads. Yeah.
That are
you're
distributed to everybody with a personal webpage.
Somebody wanting to say something. If you have background touching, we hear you.
Okay, the next subject I want to talk about is 21 Club. And the Business 21 Club as a vehicle, it's really exciting. Tony Skoma talked on Dave Johnson's Saturday call last Saturday. We were flying, but we listened to it. When we got back, we listened to it twice. And it really opened my eyes about how you can do multiple ones. Tony's doing 7 as an A at one time, and they're all at a distance. I mean, they're not people that live by him. And so that really made me realize how, I mean, if Tony can do it, we can do it. And, you know, all of us, all of you guys on the phone, we can all be doing this. And some of the great things about the 21 Club is that it adds that sense of urgency. You know, we've all been talking about contacting 100, inviting 100 people, getting information out to 100 people in 100 days. And a 21 Club is 21 and 30 days. So we've got 30 and 30 days. But do it, you know, do it towards the first part of the month. Try to get all those 30 done in your first 10 to 15 days so that you have plenty of time to follow up. And I thought Tony did a really good job of talking about follow-up. I mean, follow-up is so key. A lot of people, when they come to your 21 Club, you know, that's just their first exposure, and it's going to take multiple, like ABC calls to somebody with a testimonial that has a similar ache or owie or business background, career background to your person, inviting them to an in-home party, giving them a CD, a DVD, a link, a four-year career book. I mean, it's going to take lots of follow-up. And I'm thinking, you know, let's be using Pat and Mac and several, a bunch of people, they like to use whiteboards to track follow-up, you know, so it's nice and big. And you just have a whiteboard, you know, like in your kitchen or right near your computer, and it has all the people that are in the process and what's the next step. And use that prospect tracker. We've sent that out a bunch of times to you guys, but, you know, it has a spot for all the follow-up, for doing a product demo, for doing a DVD, a CD, a three-way call, getting people onto a WebEx, having them to an event, a big event, a small event, so that nobody drops through the cracks. You know, it's easy to make that first contact, and then sometimes we either put off the follow-up or we just lose the slip of paper or whatever, but, you know, the follow-up, it's so key, because part of the 21 Club, the Business 21 Club, is to have developed the three new seniors, you know, and that's somebody coming on board with 1,500 or more in product, and having 6,000 volume altogether during your 21 Club. And so it's really, you know, the follow-up for people to be making those decisions to join Niken as a business and to buy those products is, it takes follow-up. So who would like to make comments? I see people like Ruth Lowe, you've done a successful 21 Club. Would you like to share some information?
Sure. I just think that you just keep working it, and then what happens is when somebody pops, so to say, when you have your first senior make the purchase, that's actually when I start it officially. So we're always working towards it, so to say, but when you have somebody that all of a sudden comes senior, then we're like, okay, then maybe we need to go find two more. And now it's really nice because you have the 30 days. So we had our potluck last night, and we had quite a few new people, families that came, and they were all excited. So we're just going to see how that goes. And then Margie and I can follow up with them via the three-way phone calls or Skype or FaceTime. And when they order and when they start is when we're going to start our 21 Club. So
that's huge. Yeah, Ruth, that's a huge tip. You know, everybody, so you're in motion. You're doing like a home party like Margie and Ruth did one last night. And so all those people, you know, are starting to take a look at Niken. And now when one comes on board, like as a senior, then you start your 21 Club, because you don't have to. I mean, you choose when you start your 21 Club. So now you've got, you know, you've got one senior in your order. So that's a perfect time to declare your start.
So I look at it as a preliminary 21 Club. And then when the first one hits is when you officially start it. And then all you have to do is do a three-way call to start the process. So you do your ABC that way, you know, your very first ABC. So right now because Margie's here, we're like, okay, let's see how many people we can see, who we can talk to. And then when the first one goes, that's when we'll officially start, and then we'll just recontact them. That's not a problem because we already have the relationship. So
yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's so exciting about the 21 Club, it creates that urgency, because then once you start, you know, you want to go ahead and get it finished. And so it creates the urgency to actually be, you know, seeing 21, 30 people. And the more the better, right?
And then
there's the $250. I mean, cash that both the A gets and the B gets. And I'm just thinking, again, like with Tony, oh, my goodness, you know, if you did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successful 21 Clubs, I mean, you could create quite a bit of cash that way. And so, like, if you're thinking, like, some of you out there I know, going to San Antonio, you know, airfare, hotel, all of those things, and maybe you have a spouse that's not that excited about you spending money for a Niken trip, and say, wow, I mean, here's a way to whatever you'd like that extra cash for. And a new person, Ben Woodward was talking about, I think a couple weeks ago, he was talking about, you know, being sure that people understand how to earn upfront money, like when they first start, even before they have a rank. They can make the difference. They can earn the money from the retail sales, that they can earn the money from these 21 clubs. If you choose to do a lot of 21 clubs and go silver and break silvers, then there's the Paragon. You know, if you break three silvers in the Paragon amount of time, I don't have that in front of me right this minute, but that can be $1,000 cash reward. So just knowing these ways to help people that are coming on your team to earn upfront money while they're building their team to start getting the, you know, the income from building a team. Does anybody on the phone have a question about doing a 21 club? We've got Ruth who just did a successful one in, was yours in January, Ruth?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was just, I it wasn't that long ago.
It's a few months, yeah. It's been a few months now.
Yeah. And Jack has just did all those calls with all of you guys, or most of you guys. I think most of you on have done a call with Jack for the second quarter goals and plans, and lots of you are contemplating jumping into doing a 21 club. So
let's get started.
Yeah, let's all do it. I mean, one of the other things that I loved about what Tony talked about is doing multiple ones at the same time is they have this friendly competition going, and he is keeping track of where everybody's at on, so three things, on how many ABCs that they've done and how many, where their volume's at for the 21 club and how many seniors they've brought on board. And so every day, you know, they've got who's leading. so that's kind of fun. Who has a question or a comment about 21 club?
And if you don't think you can talk, raise your hand with 5-star.
One of the things that Tony reminded me of is people that are on your team that you've already sponsored that are a directs, you know, that they're just a direct. They haven't moved forward to senior yet. They can be, if they move forward to senior during your 21 club, they'll count. So brand new people that you just reach out and contact, plus the people that are direct in your personal group. So, you know, that's pretty exciting too. What Tony was talking about, what he loves about it as a way to kind of rekindle that, you know, people when they joined Ken, they came on board, they have hopes and dreams and kind of rekindle that. And so I think that's powerful too. Any questions, comments? Who's doing one? I see lots of people on that are Adam Dragon's in doing one right this minute. Adam and
Becky,
would you guys want to comment?
This is Becky.
This is Adam.
Oh, hi, Becky. Okay, Becky, you go first, and then Adam.
Well, first of all, it's been a blast to be able to do this with Adam, to be able to work with my son. He's amazing, and sorry, that kind of choked me up a second.
Wow.
I'm just really, really grateful for that opportunity. We've just had so much fun together. We did, I think, 17. His goal was 21 in a week, and we did... Well, yesterday we did number 19, but that first week we just were going nonstop and going an hour each direction from our home. And so we've been all over the place. But one of the things that we've noticed after doing so many, we're like, okay, we're not really where we want to be. We're selling a few things, and it's been really fun and awesome, but we're not getting the volume that we need, and we're not being able to bring people in the business. And, of course, that takes time and follow-up, which is why we wanted to just knock out a bunch in the first week and then do that follow-up. But we're just having so much fun doing rollouts and showing the water first and then the rollout that we didn't really focus on the fact that it is a business and how great that is. And so, of course, in doing all of these, you learn from your mistakes. And so now we're like, well, okay, so let's change that and we'll start incorporating and doing the plan that Rick Murphy did at the end of our presentation. And so we started that yesterday. So anyway, it's been awesome. We're learning a lot and having a blast.
Oh, that's fantastic. And like you said, you know, being able to work with Adam, with family, I mean, we've heard this over and over again, how NECAN can strengthen the bonds of family. It's just so great to have something that you can do together and share. So I totally agree with you with that. Our daughter, Erin, is involved in our business with us, and we just love that. Adam, what would you like to add to that?
Well, actually, yesterday we finished number 20. And so I don't want to stop there. I'm going to do another 22. You know, that 21 Club form that you have everybody sign, I just had them sign one after another. And on the first page, there's space for two people, for couples. So I actually fit all 20 on the first page. So it's like, well, let's fill up the second page too. And so I'm going to do another 20. And I mean, we just had a booth that we did last weekend. So we've got tons of follow-up and free rollouts to get for that. And also we're finding we have a lot of referrals. You know, we've talked to all those people, and the following up for referrals has been more important than following up for sales. Most of the time they know where they're at for the sales, but if you can follow up and say, hey, I mean, I bet you know somebody that has this or that, and most people can respond to that question and, you know, just wait for them to answer. But, yeah, it has been really fun to be working with my mom. When I talk to people, I introduce her, say, hey, this is my business partner and my mom, and it's been fun to be able to have that as both. And people like that, too. It's like, yeah, I'd love to work with family. I mean, the person yesterday, that was the first person that he thought to refer was his mom. And so we'll be going to see her soon, and a few other people. So there's, you know, the list is expanding, and we're having more and more people to go out and do those rollouts with.
Yeah, that's great, Adam, and a couple great tips is, yeah, you just keep going. You do, you know, 21 and then more. I mean, you just keep going as many as it takes. And I think that you can, you know, like anybody, if you're getting out past the 30 days and maybe then some seniors start coming on board, but you can go back to some of those that you had originally contacted outside of your present 21 Club period, but if they had not bought product or had signed up, you can do them again. And part of follow-up, do another presentation with them, do something, have them at an in-home or something, and then if they come on board, you know, they'll be part of your current 21 Club. And the other thing I really like, your big tip, I think, is asking for those referrals, because I think that's huge. I mean, people do want to, you know, who do you know that hurts? I mean, who do you know that has headaches? Who do you know that wants to have a source of money coming into their life? And who wants to stay home, you know, a mom instead of sending your kids to daycare that wants to stay home and be able to earn money from home? And yeah, I, you know, it can just keep going, right? I mean, never ending. As you get good at asking for those referrals, you'll always have plenty of people to talk to. Oh, and
that's been awesome.
Yeah, awesome, isn't it? Ruth, do you have tips for them? I mean, how to get that volume? I mean, how did that come together for you and Barb and your 21 Club?
Hey, Karen and Jack, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
I listened to that the Tony Stoma call finally last night, and I thought it was very freeing that when you are doing a 21 Club and you are meeting with them and introducing them, that the A can follow up. Tony will follow up with them. If it's not, you know, the B doesn't do it, the A can. But it can also be done later if they, in fact, you know, make a purchase and are going to be counted toward the 21 Club. So it's not, you know, having people at your house maybe individually and keeping that A ready to talk. It's, okay, let's see who's going to do anything, and then the A, and you can do a three-way, ABC, whatever. It just was a slight tweak that helped me in my mind to go ahead with the 21 Club.
Yes, me too, Nancy, because, like, with him, with Tony doing multiple ones at the same time, one of his, like say, maybe Tom is doing one, and they're having a group over in their home, and they're doing a presentation, but maybe Tony's not available right then, but then Tony can follow up later. So it doesn't have to be, the A, B, and C do not have to be in the same place at the same time, or even on the phone or the Skype at the same time. It can be, you know, it can be later. It can be the next day. Or so I love that. And then Tony, also, he did a lot of the follow-up because, as he's saying, sometimes these new bees, they're, you know, they don't really know how to follow up yet. So he's doing a lot of follow-up too. So, yeah, there's just so many things you can learn, you guys. If you haven't listened, that call's recorded. It's on Dave Johnson's website. It's also, Jack put it on our 100 Millionaires under the call archive. And this morning, Tony is going to be on Dave Johnson's call again to go into more detail and do questions and answers. So I think this is going to be, you know, a powerful call for all of us to either be on or to listen to once it's recorded and up. So you know, for our homework is decide to do one or more 21 clubs and print the forms out, read them through, make sure you understand what you need to do, and find an A or a B or multiple ones. Not multiple A's, we can only have one A, but you can, an A can be doing you know, multiple with multiple B's at the same time. And, you know, get your tools in place, the CDs, DVDs, the four-year career book. All those four-year career books, the Nikan edition is like on a super sale right now. If you get, I think it's 25 of them, they're only $2 a piece. So that's a fantastic tool to use. And, you know, have your products that you're going to demo. Like, if you want to do rollouts, it's great. You don't have to. You can do water demos. You can do M-Stride demos. Nikan does not prescribe what demos that you need to do, and it could even vary from person to person what demos that you do. Rollouts can be really good because when people buy a sleep system, you know, that's a big purchase. So, but again, that's totally up to you guys as the A's and the B. And the A and the B, you know, be sure that you figure out, get together and decide how you're going to do it. Is it going to be a 20, you know, with rollouts? Is it going to be in-home parties? Is it going to be basically one-on-one coffee shop meetings? I mean, how are you guys going to work together? And how are you going to make sure that you present the business? And then the follow-up, be prepared to use your prospect tracking sheets and your whiteboards to really do good follow-up. And then I love this idea of the friendly competition. I think as more and more of you guys on our team start to do that, do a 21 Club, we'll start doing that because I think it'll just encourage it, just kind of cheers all of us on. And then we say, well, look, Nancy just did those. You know, I can do that. does someone have a question?
We're
I was listening
to a call this morning, or a YouTube, I guess it was, with Pat and Mac and Dennis Estes and Tony Scoma, and this was the topic. It was not from last weekend, but it was an earlier. And as I understood it, you could even speak to 21 at a time. At your in-home or whatever event you're having. It can be a group. It's not one at a time. And it could also be a presentation from the person you're going to use as your A without them being there. It could be a DVD or a YouTube or something that you have from them. And then, as you said, use them for just maybe a 5-minute time as a close with at your meeting, or if it's a one-on-one, whichever it is. They could be live at the end, but they don't have to be connected with you for the whole event.
I love it, Carla. Play the DVD, the video part, and then just have the person, the A, come on live at the end for a bit, and then follow up with probably with specific calls to people. And I heard, I don't know, on one of Dave's morning rev calls, somebody had they did an in-home, they had 17 guests, at their in-home, so they did 17 all at one time. So, it can go pretty darn fast if you have big groups together like that. So you guys just read through it, think through it. Let's do it. And if you do one as a B, then turn around and start doing them as an A with the people on your team. I think we can just get a lot of momentum going. And all of you guys that are, heading for being Team Kaizen in this September, this can be the way to find all your QEs and your people that are going to go on and go to silver. Okay, you guys.
All right, well, Tony can do 7, we can do 8.
That's
right.
Eight or nine or ten. We can do it, so okay, guys, let's do it.
Let's do 21 clubs. I mean, we can be the A if you don't have another A.
Absolutely. So let us know, and I know a lot of you are already in the process of it, but I think as a team, this is just the most powerful thing that we can do together. So yay, team.
Get your business.
Get your Facebook page going.
Business Facebook page going. Okay.
Okay, love you guys.
You're awesome.